I love Islam. I love Islam. I love Islam. I love Islam.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله.
My dear viewers of I Love Islam, welcome back to another Sunday afternoon. And Alhamdulillah, like last week, we have few guests in the studio. MashaAllah, we have Norman, the good man. Assalamu alaikum rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing very good.
Very good. MashaAllah. And are you ready for the program?
Yeah.
Have you got something prepared today?
Yeah.
Are you sure? Out of 10, how prepared are you?
10 because I forgot to...
Because you did it 10 times?
Because I forgot
10
to...
means... when you say out of 10, 10 means that you prepared really well. And 0 means that you're not prepared.
9 out of 10.
Okay then. Let's move on to Ibrahim. Ibrahim, may Allah bless you to see Medina in your dream. How are you?
Good, alhamdulillah.
MashaAllah. Are you prepared today?
Yes.
Are you ready for the program?
Inshallah.
MashaAllah. Are you going to do the kalam today as well?
Yes.
Inshallah. Azawajal. MashaAllah. We have Norman and Ibrahim today. Inshallah, today we'll be talking about a great personality, subhanallah. But before I actually, you know, make you aware, I want to get the kids to actually have a guess first what's going to be our topic. So, should we first go to the quiz of the day? What do you think? Should we do the topic first or quiz of the day?
The quiz of the day.
Quiz of the day. Come on then, let's look at the screen. What's the quiz of the day?
I love Islam. I love Islam. I love Islam. 14.
Let's see what's the question of the day. The question is, who is the first rightly guided caliph of Islam? Who is the first caliph of Islam? Who is the first khalifa of Islam? Now I think it's time for us to move on to our first segment of the day, story time.
I love Islam. I love Islam. I love Islam. 14.
It's story time. Subhanallah, this is the time where we get to learn so many beautiful things about our Islam. And today we have a great personality who we are going to talk about. We're going to share with you some beautiful facts about a great woman, a lady who has a great honor, who is dignified, she has a great rank in Islam. Today we are going to talk about Sayyida Maryam radiallahu ta'ala anha, the honorable mother of Prophet Isa alayhi salam. Prophet Isa alayhi salam. So she is the mother of Prophet
Isa.
I want you to say nice aloud. Sayyida Maryam is the mother of
Prophet Isa alayhi salam.
Let's do it one more time. Sayyida Maryam radiallahu ta'ala anha is the mother of
Prophet Isa alayhi salam.
MashaAllah. So all the kids out there, remember the name Sayyida Maryam, this honorable lady, Maryam radiallahu ta'ala anha. She is the great mother, honorable mother of Prophet Isa alayhi salam. And today, inshallah, we are going to talk about her. We're going to learn some beautiful facts about her life. And let's go a bit further up. Okay, so the mother of Prophet Isa alayhi salam, who is it?
Sayyidina
Maryam radiallahu ta'ala anha. And now let's talk about her parents. What is the name of her parents? So the grandparents of Prophet Isa alayhi salam. Let's talk about them today, subhanallah. So the mother's name, the mother of Sayyida Maryam, is called Sayyida Hanna radiallahu ta'ala. Sayyidatuna
Hanna
radiallahu ta'ala anha. And the father of Sayyida Maryam is Sayyiduna Imran radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Sayyiduna Imran. So Sayyida Maryam was born to which parents? Sayyiduna Imran radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So now, that's a few things you've learned already, haven't you? So can you want to repeat it for the kids then? So what's the father's name of Sayyida Maryam?
Sayyiduna
Imran radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And who is the mother of Sayyida Maryam?
Sayyida
Hanna radiallahu ta'ala anha. So these are the parents of this great lady. Now, let's go further now. Sayyida Hanna, who is the mother, at first, she didn't have kids. She didn't have, both of the parents, you know, they didn't have kids. For a long, long time, they were together, family, and now a time came that Sayyida Hanna radiallahu ta'ala anha, she was actually old. She became really weak and old, and she didn't have any hope left that I'm going to have children. And then one day, Sayyida Hanna radiallahu ta'ala anha, she noticed something. She saw a sparrow feeding a child under the shade of a tree. And she looked at this, and she made a vow. Vow is like a promise you make to Allah Ta'ala. Yeah. For example, I'll give you an example of a vow. Yeah. In our culture, we use the word mannat or nazar. Yeah. So in English, you can say a vow. Yeah. So she made a promise that, you know, when she saw a sparrow, a bird, a sparrow feeding its child, and she looked at this and she felt the urge, the wish that I wish I had a child as well. Yeah. And in her heart, you know, she made, and with the tongue possibly as well, she made a vow. She said, Ya Allah, you know, bless me a child as well. Ya Allah, if I am blessed with a baby boy, if I am blessed with a child, then I will make him the khadim, the servant of Baytul Muqaddas. Ya Allah, if I am blessed with a baby, then I will make him, I will give him, like, you know, like I will devote him and I will keep him as a servant for what? Baytul Muqaddas. Okay, the Baytul Muqaddas, remember, where is this? In Palestine. That is the main place where Muslims at that time, they used to worship. That was the Qibla. Remember, Baytul Muqaddas, Masjid al-Aqsa, what is it? The first Qibla. It's known as the first Qibla. So, now she made a vow that, Ya Allah, if I am blessed with a child, then I will make him a khadim of Baytul Muqaddas. And I will give him in your way, in the way of Allah, and I will, you know, make sure he is the caretaker and he is always there and serving Baytul Muqaddas. And that was a beautiful thing to do. Yeah, she won. There's a few things she did here. Ya Allah, bless me with a child. She had this yearning. Second, she made a vow that if I am blessed with a child, what will I do? I'll make him a caretaker of
Baytul
Muqaddas. So now, what happened? Remember, this was a time when, you know, the caretakers or those who look after Baytul Muqaddas, they were not ladies. It used to be men, boys, men. Yeah, they're the one who used to look after the Baytul Muqaddas. The girls, ladies, women, they were not selected. They were not chosen to do this work at that time. This is how it used to be. Yeah. So now, the father of Sayyida Maryam, remember, Sayyida Maryam is not born yet. This is time before their birth. Them parents, both parents didn't have children. Yeah, she did a dua in the court of Allah and she made a vow. She made a promise that if I'm blessed with a baby, then I will select him, I will choose him to be a caretaker of Baitul Muqaddas. So now what happened? The father, Sayyidina Imran radiallahu ta'ala anhu, later on he became concerned when he found out. He thought, what if the baby is a girl? Then what's going to happen?
I don't know the danger.
Yeah, he was a bit like concerned about the wife. What she done? She made a promise. What if the baby is a girl? Then what are we going to do? And remember at that time, the girls were not chosen to be caretakers of Baitul Muqaddas in that culture, in that era. So so he was really concerned. However, later on, Allah Ta'ala blessed them with a child. And Sayyidina Imran radiallahu ta'ala anhu passed away before the birth of this child. He passed away before. Yeah, but before the birth of this child. And this child, when it was born, this child, it was a girl. Yes. So look at the wisdom of Allah Ta'ala, that Allah Ta'ala accepted the dua of the mother. Yeah. She's blessed to give a birth, but the birth is not a boy. The newborn is not a boy, it's a girl. So now the girl is born. Question is, what does the mother do now? She made a promise, she made a vow that if I have a baby, then I will make this baby the caretaker of Baitul Muqaddas. Now it was like a test for the mother. Because in that culture, there was no concept of girls being selected to be caretakers. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. This was something unique that was going to happen. Something extraordinary. And this baby girl, this is Sayyida Maryam radiallahu ta'ala anha. This is that lady, the baby girl who was selected to be, she was given, the mother wrapped her in a piece of cloth, now in a nice warm way, whatever the culture was at that time, she wrapped her around and then she gave this child to her uncle, the uncle of Sayyida Maryam. And who is the uncle? Do you guys know? Who is the uncle of Sayyida Maryam radiallahu ta'ala? This great personality. He is also a prophet of Allah Ta'ala. Who could it be? Have you heard this before?
No.
Come on then, I'm going to share it with you today. This great personality, who is the uncle of Sayyida Maryam, this personality is a prophet of Allah Ta'ala, Prophet Zakariya alayhi salam. Prophet Zakariya alayhi salam. And the honorable wife of Zakariya alayhi salam and the mother of Sayyida Maryam, they were both sisters. Yeah. So Sayyida Maryam's auntie's husband is Prophet
Zakariya.
Say loud. Prophet
Zakariya
alayhi salam. So now we've learned some facts about the family of Sayyida Maryam radiallahu ta'ala anha. So was given, when she was baby, she was given, wrapped around by the mother in a piece of cloth, and she was given to Prophet Zakariya alayhi salam to go and give it to the people of Baitul Muqaddas, those people who were in charge. There were so many people, you could say like a committee, like a management of that time. And all these people, they were pious people. They were scholars. They were great, honorable people who used to look after Baitul Muqaddas. And now this girl was given in their guardianship. You got a question?
Do they still look after Baitul Muqaddas?
Do they still look after Baitul Muqaddas? But this is thousands and thousands of years ago. It's a long time ago. Now who is still there? Is someone from their lineage? Allah knows best. I'm not aware. Yeah. But let's go and try to understand what happened now. So first of all, there was no concept in history where a girl will be selected to be a caretaker. And she, at the moment, she's not even grown yet. She's just a baby, a newborn. Yeah. And the mother, because she made a promise to Allah Ta'ala, she made a vow, she acted upon that. Subhanallah. Look at the big heart this honorable mother had. She stuck to the words. Yeah. She was firm on the promise. Subhanallah. Then she gave this child to Prophet Zakariya alayhi salam, the uncle of this girl, Sayyida Maryam. And then they took this baby to those people, the management who were about 26 or 27 people who were known as the scholars. They were scholars, they were great people, they were the main committee. And all of them, they wanted to look, they wanted to be the carer of Sayyida Maryam. Because it's a baby, someone needs to first care for her. Someone needs to look after her, someone needs to foster her and, you know, bring her up. When she grows big, then she'll be able to be a caretaker. She's only a baby at the moment. So what do you do? Yeah. So now all of these people, they were all scholars, remember? They were all honorable people, and they knew that this is something great. This is an honorable girl, blessed girl. Yeah. And now they all wanted her to be in their guardianship. They wanted to be the carer of this girl. Even Prophet Zakariya al-Islam, he wanted this opportunity as well. So now, the question is, what do you do? And so everyone wants to look after her. Everyone wants to be a carer of this girl. What do you do? Yeah. So do you know what actually happened? All them honorable people, they drew lots. Yeah. You know what that means? Like you have like a raffle ticket in our age. Yeah, you have a raffle ticket, and then whoever name comes out, they get the chance to be the carer.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there's something like that happened of that time. Whatever they did, they drew lots, and Prophet Zakariya al-Islam's name came forward. And Prophet Zakariya al-Islam wanted this opportunity anyway, because he was closer to her, because they were in relation. She was the niece of Prophet Zakariya al-Islam. So he wanted this opportunity that I want to look after her. Yeah. So subhanAllah, now this baby girl was given to Prophet Zakariya al-Islam in his guardianship, so he can look after her, he can nurture her. And remember this, a child, baby, they need a mother, don't they? They need a mother to nurse, to look after her, to grow up. But this baby girl, Sayyida Maryam radiallahu ta'ala anha, she wasn't nursed by any lady. Yeah. This is like something unique that happened. Yeah. There was a room. There was a room which was selected. Now this is like her room, the cradle. You know, like babies have cradles. Yeah, whatever they had at that time, this baby girl was put there. And this was her area. And Prophet Zakariya al-Islam would come and look after her, care for her. And what happened, sometimes, and you know, subhanAllah, one beautiful thing that it is mentioned, that she grew really fast. Like the way, you know, it will take a year to someone to grow. You know, she grew, she didn't take a year to grow. She took days and weeks to grow really fast. So she was growing really fast. She was developing, progressing, you know, growing up really fast. So what happened? Prophet Zakariya al-Islam, one day, he came to that chamber, that room, where this baby girl was. When he went there, he noticed there's so many different variety of fruit. There's so many fruits there. Unseasonal fruits. Now, unseasonal fruits means the fruits that they're not even available in the market. It's not their season anymore. Yeah. Like, so for example, just to give you an example, in summer you have some fruits, but them fruits you can't find them in winter. In winter you have different fruits. So in winter, if you're able to buy fresh summer fruits, that's like unique. That's amazing. Yeah. So this baby would have like unseasonal fruits that come from unseen. We don't know where they come from. And they just appear, yeah, and she's enjoying them. Yeah. And Prophet Zakariya al-Islam, he came in the room and he saw this. Go, wow, subhanAllah, so many variety of fruits here, unseasonal fruits. And Prophet Zakariya al-Islam said to the baby girl, where did you get all these from? Remember, this is the age when Sayyida Maryam radiallahu ta'ala anha, she was only a baby. She was in a cradle. She can't normally the children at that age, they don't talk. Yeah. But subhanAllah, this baby spoke and said, my Allah has given this to me.
SubhanAllah.
My Allah has given this, and He is the best of providers. And this incident has actually been mentioned in the glorious Quran as well. The answer of the baby has actually been mentioned in the glorious Quran. Subhanallah, there's a whole incident behind this. So one thing we've learned, that Sayyidah Maryam radiallahu ta'ala, she's a so honorable lady, so great, that even at a young age, she was blessed with so many fruits and variety of things, which were unseasonal. They were not available in market, but she had them at a young age. She didn't go anywhere to buy them. She couldn't even walk. She was a baby. She was able to, you know, consume them, eat them, and enjoy them. This was a gift from Allah Ta'ala. And scholars have written these fruits were from Jannah. It was paradise. Subhanallah. Allah Ta'ala blessed this baby, this girl, with something great from a young age. Subhanallah. This is the mother of who? Prophet?
Isa
alayhi salam. This is the mother of Prophet Isa alayhi salam. And later on when she grew, when she became adult, she was the one, she was a caretaker of Bayt al-Muqaddas. She used to look after the Bayt al-Muqaddas. She used to clean and, you know, be there for the management. And she was honored. She was, you know, she was a lady who people respected, who had honor, and people did not look her with a bad eye. People had a respect for this great lady. Subhanallah. Sayyidah Maryam radiallahu ta'ala anha, she was a waliyah. Subhanallah, a young age, you know, she was made aware that she'll be blessed with a child who will be a prophet of Allah. A prophet Isa al-Islam was born to her. And she, the prophet Isa al-Islam was born, and she's the mother of this, of the great prophet Isa al-Islam. And she was a great honorable lady. She has many excellencies, many ahadith, many prophetic narrations have been mentioned about this lady. Inshallah, we're going to continue this discussion. But let's take a little break. We've got some kids in the studio. MashaAllah, before we carry on, you want to share something that you've learned today. What have you learned today?
There's no other, in the whole Quran, there's no other woman's name mentioned except from Sayyidatuna Maryam.
MashaAllah, well done, MashaAllah. Anything else? Who is the mother of Sayyidina Prophet Isa al-Islam?
Sayyidina Maryam.
Sayyidah
Maryam.
MashaAllah. Radiallahu ta'ala. MashaAllah. Well done. SubhanAllah. Now, it's your choice, time now to read a kalam. So who's going to go first today? Norman's going to go first today. Okay, then Ibrahim has given you the mic.
Sallallahu alayka ya Rasulullah wa sallam alayka ya Habibullah. Mary ulfat madine se yuhi nahi mere aqa ka roza madine me hai me madine ki janib na ke
موت کا کوئی خطرہ
مدینے میں ہے
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وآلہ وسلم سبحان اللہ ماشاءاللہ May Allah Ta'ala bless you. Today we're talking about one of the great personality of Islam. Great honorable lady, Sayyida Maryam radiallahu ta'ala anha. And I've shared some beautiful facts about her life, about her family. So I want to share with you some more facts about this honorable lady. Now I've shared with you that in the whole Quran, there is no other lady's name that has been mentioned. There are other ladies that have been mentioned, they have been discussed, their excellence has been discussed. There are verses of the Quran that have been revealed for the great lady. However, the person, the lady whose name has been mentioned in the glorious Quran is Sayyida Maryam radiallahu ta'ala anha. That is a great honor. That shows her high status and her closeness in the court of Allah ta'ala, our creator. Subhanallah. Another beautiful thing that we learn, a beautiful fact we learn, that when a baby is born, right at the young age, right for the newborn baby, it is mentioned, Shaitan touches every newborn baby. Shaitan comes and touches every newborn baby with his fingers. But subhanallah, Sayyida Maryam radiallahu ta'ala anha remained safe from the touch of Shaitan. Yeah, the Shaitan touches the baby, but she was protected from this. Shaitan could not come near this honorable lady. Subhanallah, that is amazing. And our beloved Prophet Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam has regarded her as a perfect woman. Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, when talking about her, when mentioning this great lady, Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam said, she is a perfect woman. He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam has said, there are many perfect men, but amongst the women, from the ladies, Sayyida Asiya and Maryam, the Maryam, the daughter of Imran radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, they are perfect. So two ladies have been named by Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam as perfect. They're really great ladies, they're honorable ladies. Two people have been mentioned, two ladies' names. What are they? Asiya and Maryam, both of them. So Maryam is one of that name that has been mentioned by Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam as the perfect woman. Our beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has also said, Maryam, the daughter of Imran, is the best amongst women of her age. At that time, all the ladies who were there, she has a high status, she is superior from all the ladies who lived at the time. Subhana, this is the greatness of this young child, this lady, Sayyida Maryam radiallahu ta'ala anha. And early on I was mentioning to you with regards to her growth, that she was growing really fast, like not normally like the other children would grow. Sayyida Maryam radiallahu ta'ala anha, she continued to grow very fast as compared to other children. The scholars have written that she would grow so much in one day as other children would grow in 1 year. So other children, the amount that they would grow in 1 year, like for example, if a child grows that much, she would grow that much in 1 day. Yeah, so just imagine how quickly she grew. Subhanallah. This was a great honor for her. Sayyida Maryam radiallahu ta'ala anha would get unseasonal fruits from Jannah, from paradise. She was a baby. She was blessed with so many different variety of fruits. Subhanallah. And she was not nursed by any woman. There was no woman that nursed her. She was protected and she was dignified from a young age. Subhanallah. And like I mentioned early on, once Prophet Zakariya al-Islam, when he noticed that there are so many fruits here and no one's brought them here. No one has come from outside. They, in this room, they've just appeared. And he was so like astonished. How did she get all these fruits? Subhanallah. Sayyidina Zakariya al-Islam asked her a question. Where did you get this fruit? Remember, who's the child? How old is she? Only a baby. the age that children normally don't talk. Yeah? So Prophet Zakaria al-Islam asked her, where did you get this fruit from? Sayyidah Maryam radiallahu ta'ala anha spoke and she said, it is from Allah Almighty. It is from Allah. Allah is feeding me. Allah is giving me these fruits. So what does that mean? From a young age, when she was only a baby, she was aware of Allah. She recognized the Creator. She knew who Allah is. From a young age, that shows that is an example, that is a sign that she was a waliya. She was a very close person in the court of Allah Ta'ala from a young age. Subhanallah. Sayyida Maryam radiallahu ta'ala anha now has a very high status. She's an honorable lady, great lady. Subhanallah. Prophet Zakaria al-Islam, when he saw this, that she's only a baby and she's been blessed with fruits that are unseasonal. There are special fruits there that Allah Ta'ala has given her these fruits. And a thought came to the mind of Prophet Zakaria al-Islam. Remember, Prophet Zakaria al-Islam at that time, he didn't have a child as well. Prophet Zakaria al-Islam didn't have a baby. And he was quite old in age. And according to one report, Prophet Zakaria al-Islam was around 120 years old. And his wife, which is the auntie of Sayyida Maryam, she was around 98 years old. And it is mentioned that both of them, they didn't have children. So when Prophet Zakaria al-Islam saw this, Prophet Zakaria al-Islam made dua in the court of Allah. Ya Allah, bless me with a pious child as well. Yeah? And then Allah Almighty accepted this dua of the Prophet of Allah. And Prophet Zakaria al-Islam was blessed with a child. And that child was also a Prophet of Allah. The question to you guys is, who is that Prophet? Who is the son of Prophet Zakaria al-Islam, who is a Prophet of Allah as well? I'll give an example. I'll give you a clue. Shall I give you a clue? I shall make you think. You want a clue? Come on then. The clue is the name of this child, the name of the son of Prophet Zakaria al-Islam, starts with the letter Ya. Prophet, you have to say the name Prophet. Then we start. No. No. Come on. Another prophet with letter Ya. Who could it be? What's the name? Come on, boys. Prophet Yahya alayhi salam. Prophet Yahya alayhi salam was born after this particular dua that Prophet Zakaria alayhi salam made. And you know this dua, what Prophet Zakaria alayhi salam made? He made this dua at that place where Sayyida Maryam radiallahu ta'ala anha was blessed with unseasonal fruits. In that place, he made the dua. From here we learn there are some places which are blessed. For example, when may Allah take you to the beautiful lands of Makkah and Medina. So when you go there, front of the Holy Kaaba Sharif, right near the Holy Kaaba Sharif, it's a blessed place. So make dua there. Near the Maqam Ibrahim, make dua there. The plains of Arafat, make dua there. So there are so many like places which are blessed, which have closeness with great personalities. So these are places where you should make dua. That's one thing that we learned from this incident as well. So when you want to make dua, a special dua, sometimes you want to go somewhere and make dua, you should go and find a sacred place, a blessed place. Go in the house of Allah Ta'ala, go into the masjid and make dua there. Ask Allah Ta'ala for His mercy. It is same Rabb, remember. It is the same Rabb, Allah Ta'ala, who provided Sayyida Maryam radiallahu ta'ala anha with unseasonal fruits from paradise. Who gave Prophet Zakaria al-Islam a newborn baby boy. That same Rabb. It's the same Creator, same Rabb who will listen to our du'as as well. So never be hopeless. Never be hopeless. This is one key lesson we learn from these two incidents from Prophet Zakaria al-Islam and the birth of Sayyida Maryam, that you should never be hopeless, never give up. Always have hope in the mercy of Allah Ta'ala and always be content. Always be happy with what you have, what you have been given. Remember, in life, you have many tests, you have trials. You should always be happy, you should always be patient, because Allah Ta'ala is the one who provides. And so, remember this, there are prophets of Allah, there are some prophets who have been blessed with boys and girls. Yeah, there are some prophets, they have both boys and girls. And there are some prophets who have been blessed with only boys, but not girls. And there are some prophets who were only blessed with girls. They did not have boys. And some prophets had none of them. There are some prophets who did not have boy or girl. They didn't have any children. Yeah. So this is the distribution of Allah Ta'ala. So if someone has only girls, that doesn't mean there's something wrong with them. We should never think like this. That's not the way of Islam. Daughters are mercy of Allah Ta'ala. You should be happy for the blessing. Similarly, if someone has not got children, you shouldn't be sad. You shouldn't be feeling like worried. Yeah, you can make dua, it's fine. It's a sunnah of the Prophet Zakaria al-Islam and prophets of Allah to make dua for children. Yes, that's fine. But don't be sad about it. Don't be grieved. Don't be concerned and don't be hopeless. Always have hope in the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. Inshallah, may Allah Ta'ala bless you all with peace and happiness in both worlds. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Now we're going to go back to you boys again. Are you ready?
Sallallahu alayka ya Rasulallah, wa sallam alayka ya Habiballah. Meri baat ban gayi hai, teri baat karte karte, teri baat karte karte, tere shehar mein main aa hoon, tere shehar mein main aa hoon, teri naat padte padte, teri ishq ki badolat mujhe zindagi mili hai, tere ishq ki badolat mujhe zindagi mili hai, mujhe maut aka hai, mujhe maut aka hai, tera zikr karte karte, tera zikr karte karte, meri baat ban gayi hai, teri baat karte karte, tere shehar mein main aa hoon, tere shehar mein main aa hoon, teri naat padte padte.
Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala ala Islam. MashaAllah, that was really well recited. Well done, mashaAllah. I'm going to come back and discuss this in a bit, inshallah. But now it's time for Nu'man, the good man.
Sallallahu alayka ya Rasulullah, wa sallam alayka ya Habiballah. Sabse ola apne mola ka pyara hamara nabi, dono alam ka doola hamara nabi. I can't remember anymore.
Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. So it's time to move on to our next segment, Sunnah Lifestyle.
I love Islam. I love Islam. I love Islam.
Sunnah lifestyle. In this segment, we learn those beautiful, beautiful Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam that we can practice every day in our life. Today, we have a beautiful topic that we're going to be talking about, inshallah. It's got a fragrant touch to it. Subhanallah, it's a really nice, beautiful topic. What could it be? Well, I'm going to get the kids to guess it first. Come on, boys, can you tell us what we're going to guess?
Sunnah life.
In this introduction, I've already given you a clue. Which sunnah are we going to learn today?
Which clothing? Okay, can you say again?
About the quiz of the day.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Can you give us a clue?
I said a word which starts with F.
Fragrant.
I use that word there. That was a clue there. Beautiful and fragrant topic or touch. It's got fragrant touch to it. In English, you can say the word starts with P. You should use this. Especially when you go to attend events. You go to programs.
I know.
What is it?
Perfume.
Yes. Ithr. Using ithr. Applying perfume. This is one of the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And when you do this, when you apply ithr, remember to make an intention to act upon the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. You know, when you apply ithr yourself, you put it here, for example, and you rub it on your hands, you rub it on your shoulders, and alhamdulillah, these is you got the spray perfumes as well. You can use them. And when you use these perfumes or ithr, you know, this gives you that beautiful feeling. It makes you feel comfortable yourself. It's refreshing for yourself. So make sure you look clean and smart. Apply ithr, especially when you go to masjid, when you're going to read salah. You know, look, we make efforts, you know, to get ourselves ready when you go to functions. But what about when we're praying namaz? We need to look after ourselves. We need to wear nice and neat clothes. Apply ithr as well when you go. And so when someone offers you ithr, when someone gifts you an ithr, this is one thing that you shouldn't reject. Yeah. So it is from the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If someone gives you ithr, you should take that. Okay. So you got a question?
Yeah, I've got the ithr that they rubbed on the black stone.
Subhanallah. Wow. Mashallah. Did your granddad bring it for you?
No, we bought it from.
You had it before.
Yeah.
MashaAllah, well done. Try to use it regularly. Whenever you use it, what intention should you have?
No, I'm doing it for the sake of the Prophet's lesson.
Yeah, because it's a sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So whenever we do things in life, we try to live our life according to the beautiful sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. One reason, Numan, one reason why we should do things to follow the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is because our beloved Prophet, the last and final Prophet of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, has said that whoever loves my sunnah loves me. And whoever loves me will be with me in Jannah.
Subhanallah.
That's why we should live our life according to the beautiful teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The more you have love for the sunnah, inshallah, the more closer you will be with Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam on the day of judgment, inshallah azawajal. Now let's move on to our final segment of the day, Islamic manners.
I love Islam.
Islamic manners. In this segment, we talk about those things that beautify your personality and make you a good individual, good person, a good Muslim. Today, we've got something that is very important quality that someone should have, all of us should have, is much needed, especially in our day and age, because people, unfortunately, you know, this, if they don't have this thing, if they don't have this quality in them, then they get into trouble, they get into problems. And what is that quality? What are we going to talk about today? Well, I'm going to leave it to the kids first. Let's see if they can guess what's our topic for Islamic manners. So I've given you a few clues already.
So it's something.
So it's a quality. It's a quality that you should have. It's part of your character.
So you have to do it.
Did you have to do it? Or do...
Kind of. Kind of, yes.
Is there something to... Something to apply?
No. It's part of your character. Like, for example, you should be truthful. You don't apply that, do you?
No.
Yeah? It's like your characteristic.
So, like, you clean yourself.
Yeah, you keep yourself.
Like.
It starts with the letter T.
Talking.
No. It's very important that you have T.
Teeth?
Not tea to drink.
Teeth.
It's very important to speak truth.
It is very important, but that's not the answer.
Truth.
It is very important to speak the truth, but that's not the answer. You should have T and P. Especially when you're angry. When someone makes you angry, you should be TNP.
Patience. For P is patience.
P is patience.
I knew it.
So it's linked. It's linked with that.
So P is patience. And
if someone makes you angry, for example, someone swears at you, someone pushes you, someone makes you really angry. And rather than, like, you know, being angry back at them.
Try to be patient.
Yeah, but... It's not tea and biscuits, yeah?
Mm.
It's tea and tea and pee. So patience, like, patience. You should have
patience.
Tea.
Truth and patience.
And patience. What is that tea?
Truth and patience.
Truth.
Look, when someone makes you angry, do you be true?
No.
Toleration. Tolerance, mashallah, you should be tolerant, you should have tolerance in you, forbearance, that's the topic today. What is it? Tolerance and forbearance. So being strong, being cool. Yeah. So if someone shouts at you, for example, let's give you an example. If someone swears at you at school, what do you do?
Tell it.
When someone swears at you, someone says something bad, like to your mom, to your dad,
you tell
family, about your religion, someone says something really bad to you, what happens? It makes you angry.
It makes you angry,
but remember, when someone swears at you, it doesn't become like that. Yeah? It doesn't become like that. So we don't need to get angry. Yeah? You know, that whatever that person is saying, that's he's speaking of his ill mind, that's the evil thought that he has. Yeah? But you don't need to react to it. People look for reaction. They want you to do something stupid so you can get in trouble. So you need to be the clever one. Be tolerant. Be patient. Yeah? So do the right thing. Obviously, don't let anyone swear at you. Yeah, if it's your school or madrasa, no, you need to approach your teachers. Yeah, let them know someone is not being nice to you. Make them aware. Then if you say a few times, then that person won't bother you again. You got something to say?
Well, what does a tolerant mean?
That's what I'm explaining. So I need you to switch your brains on and pay attention now. I was exactly talking about the tolerance now. Okay? So tolerance means that you need to be cool, you need to calm yourself down. Don't get angry. Don't scream, don't shout back. Stay cool and calm when you're controlling yourself. Only then speak, only then say something. If you're not in control, don't say it. People will make mistakes. It could be your brother or sister. They've done something wrong. Forgive them. Yeah? Forgive them. They made a mistake. That's fine. They made a mistake. Forgive them. Be kind to them. You know, if someone's done something stupid to you, if someone made you angry, then do something good to them. Now, that's hard, isn't it? Yeah? It's like saying, if someone swore at you, give them a chocolate. It's not easy, is it? Yeah? So if someone does something really bad to you, make friends with them. Yeah? Be nice to them. Now, how did you have that courage to be nice to them? That's called being tolerant. Yeah? You're not screaming back at them. You're not swearing at them. You're not blowing it all out. You're controlling yourself. You're being patient, you're controlling. This is called tolerance. Yeah, and this is key. This is something very important. This will make your personality beautiful. People will be so happy of you. People will be proud of you because you have this quality of being tolerant. And you're not swearing. You don't want retaliation. You don't want revenge. Yeah, you don't pour revenge through. You don't need to be angry at anyone, get them in trouble and fire and just escalate the problems. You need to be nice. You need to be kind. This is the teaching of Islam. So, however, the kids, you know, if someone is being rude to you or behaving in such a way that they shouldn't be, now in that case, you need to follow the rules of wherever you are. If you're in school, let your teachers know, let an adult know, make them aware, tell your parents. Yeah. But remember, when you're telling your parents or your teachers, you shouldn't be that person who's, what do they call it, snitch. Yeah. For small things, you're going to your teachers, this happened, that happened, that's not the good thing as well. But if it's a real thing, someone's giving you trouble, someone's, you know, causing you harm, you need to go and speak to your teachers, and go follow the proper procedure, follow rules, and they will sort it out, leave it to them. But you don't need to take revenge now. You don't need to go back and, oh yeah, you did this to me, that's it, I'm going to sort you out. Yeah, I'm going to get you in trouble. That's not the right thing. Yeah, we are Muslims, and Muslims need to be tolerant. Yeah, and this is the key for a good relationship for between brothers and sisters, between friends. So many things happen. Yeah, you have a friend, he's done something wrong. That doesn't mean that, okay, you kick him out. He's your friend. Yeah, look, you make mistakes as well. You know what happens? Sometimes we only see mistakes of other people. What about you yourself? What, do you not make mistakes? You make mistakes as well. Everyone makes mistakes. So if that person made a mistake, why can't you forgive him? You need to forgive that person. Today, if you forgive him, inshallah, tomorrow someone will forgive you as well. So that is the key thing we learned today, inshallah. So now, let's quickly go to the final segment of the day, the answer of the day. So what was the question first? Noman, you tell me the question. You tell me the answer. What was the question for the question? Say nice and loud.
The question was, who is the first caliph of Islam?
MashaAllah. And let's see what's the answer. Come on, you tell me the answer first. What's the answer?
Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam.
Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu. This is the answer given by Ibrahim. Now let's look at the screen for the answer. The answer is the first caliph of Islam, Amir al-Mu'mineen, Hazrat Sayyiduna Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Ibrahim, what happened there? Subhanallah. Where did you go? Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu is the second caliph of Islam. Okay, the first caliph of Islam is Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. The second caliph of Islam is Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Third is Sayyidina, Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And the fourth caliph of Islam is Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So the first caliph of Islam is Sayyiduna Abu Bakr Siddiq. Can you all say it together? The first caliph of Islam is
Sayyiduna Abu Bakr Siddiq
radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Now let's try one more time. Both of you need to say it nice and loud. All the kids out there, can you say it nice and loud as well? The first caliph of Islam is
Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu.
Is this loud? Come on then, let's try again. The first caliph of Islam is
Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq
radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Subhanallah. Now that brings the end of this program. Inshallah, we'll be back with you next week. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. I love
Islam.
I love Islam. I love Islam. I love Islam.